This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. In the primary election earlier this month, voters approved local government reviews. One-third of Montana municipalities will review their local governments, and 12 Montana counties will undergo reviews as part of a once-in-a-decade government review. Montana's Constitution offers voters the chance to study and potentially change the structure of local governments. The measure appeared on primary ballots across all counties and incorporated cities or towns in the state. 12 counties and 42 Montana cities and towns approved local government reviews, about one-third of the incorporated municipalities in the state and a fifth of the counties. The vote in the early June primary election doesn't immediately alter city councils, county boards, or other institutions. Rather, it kicks off a process to assemble a study commission that will spend nearly 2 years taking feedback and proposing changes that will go before voters again in 2026. The changes can be big or small, related to procedures and powers of local government. Reviews passed both in population centers and far-flung Montana towns in nearly all corners of the state. Lodgegrass had one of the highest approval percentages, with 88% voting in favor of a review, though just 24 votes were cast. Gallatin and Butte-Silverbow are the largest counties by population to pass reviews. Bozeman will review its city government structure with 68% of voters approving their review. Gallatin County and West Yellowstone will also undergo their own reviews. Potential study commission members, who must be residents of the town or county, have until August 12th to file for the nonpartisan position on a study commission. State law says the commission must have an odd number of members, not less than three. That prevents any tie votes. Study commission elections take place on November 5th on the general election ballot. A student organization at Montana State University that aims to empower indigenous business students won an award at a national conference last month. The student chapter of American Indigenous Business Leaders at MSU earned second place in the 2024 National AIBL Business Plan Competition in Las Vegas. Their business plan focused on producing native-authored books for children that highlight traditional games and practices through a yet-to-be-created publishing company, Valley of the Flowers Publishing. The American Indigenous Business Leaders chapter at MSU has members from the Crow and Blackfeet tribes, and both tribes have referred to the Bozeman area as Valley of the Flowers. Sierra Realbird, a business management major and AIBL member at MSU, said this year's competition was fierce and included more student chapters than in previous years. The MSU student team included Realbird, Blythe Gill Accounting, Lana Redfield Management, Taylee Rides at the Door Management, and Naomi Redfield, a microbiology graduate student. The American Indigenous Business Leaders is a national organization that seeks to increase the representation of American Indians and Alaska Natives in business and entrepreneurial ventures. Currently, there are more than 75 chapters nationwide. MSU's student chapter is open to students of any race, academic major, or career objectives. According to the American Water Works Association, some of the cleanest and best-tasting water in the country is in Bozeman, Montana. Bozeman took the honor a few years back of having the third-best water in the U.S., according to the AWWA. An engineer at the city's water treatment plant says they don't add as much chlorine to the drinking water as other cities do. Besides high country reservoirs and mountain streams, using fewer chemicals results in some of the cleanest and best-tasting tap water in the country. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.